May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I spent most of the morning in my time with the Lord just sort of weeping before God, spending time in Psalm 99. I mean, I'll just read this one little thing to you. I'm too sanguine not to. Listen to what this says. The Lord reigns. That's what an amazing statement. The peoples tremble. He's enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise thy greatness and awesome name, and holy is he. And the strength of the king loves justice, and thou hast established equity. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Thou hast executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, and throw yourself down on your face at his footstool, holy is he. I just wanted you to understand that when he talks about the Lord reigns, that the peoples tremble, he is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. He talks about praising and worshiping. That's a description of worship. That when you really understand that the Lord reigns, the people on the earth will shake and tremble. We'll talk about it more and more. Matthew 16, that Father Ron read. This is the other thing I spent a good bit morning crying over. Jesus said this to the boys, and I'll also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth, and this is the literal translation, shall have already been bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall have already been loosed in heaven. He referred to Peter as a pebble. It's the word Petros. Petros, boulder, Petros, pebble. And he says to this pebble, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. And it's plural, I mean, all of them, but he was speaking to the pebble first. And he said, whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. This is what Nahum says. This is the last verse of the book. Speaking about Satan and what Jesus accomplished on the cross, what has already been accomplished in heaven, what's already been bound up in heaven. He says, there is no relief for your breakdown, and your wound is incurable. You see, he did bruise the head of Christ, the heel of Christ, but Christ bruised his head, an incurable wound. There's no relief for your breakdown. Your wound is incurable, and all who hear about you will clap their hands over you. For on whom has not your evil passed continually? Who are they going to hear about that from? Because on whom has not his evil passed continually? But all who hear about your breakdown, Satan, will clap their hands over you. How will they hear if we who are in Christ don't tell them? How can they know if we don't exercise the keys that have been given to us? The keys are not given to the world. They're given to us. Isaiah 22 talks about keys. One thing about keys, when you have keys to something, you have access to it, but you also have authority over it. Because you have the keys, you have access, but you also control who gets in, who doesn't get in. And in Isaiah 22, you can go back and read that on your own sometime. We won't spend too much time, but he talks about a transference of someone who's given authority as the head of the household over the household of David. And one's being replaced by another, and when the new one is made the head of the household, it says, and I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. And when he opens, no one will shut. And when he shuts, no one will open. It says to earlier, I will clothe you with your tunic, and I will tie your sash securely about him, and I will trust him with your authority. When you have the keys, you have personal access to get the mindset of heaven. But you also have the authority that allows other people access to the reality of the kingdom. It's important that we think about being in Christ, which is where all this flows. It says in Revelation 1:18 that he has the keys to hell and death, Hades and death. So it's in Christ that we're in union with him, and we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ. But when you think about the heavenly places, what is that place that we are seated in? The kingdom of heaven. So when we think about being seated in the heavenly places, think about it being seated in the heavenly places, seated in this throne with him in the kingdom of heaven. And we're called to see life from that kingdom, to see things from that kingdom, have our mind renewed in reality of that kingdom, and bring heaven to earth here, establishing the kingdom here, to manifest the fullness of Christ that we have in him, and with the mind of Christ, by the faith of Christ, bring heaven to earth. And he's given us the keys. He says this, now think about what we talk about all the time, the finished work of Christ. It is completed. It's perfect. It's accomplished. It's finished. He bound up all the works of the enemy already in heaven. He's already loosed everybody in heaven. Do you understand everybody's sins been paid for? People won't go to hell because their sins have not been paid for. They've been paid for. Who's going to tell them? Who has the keys for them to access that reality of the kingdom of heaven? It's us. There aren't other options. Why do you think God's placed you where he's placed you? Because you alone have the keys to give access to these people that you live around to the kingdom of heaven. He's already loosed people. They've already been liberated. When we do inner healing, all that we're doing is applying the reality of the victory of the cross that's already been accomplished on their behalf. Their inner healing happened 2,000 years ago. Our healing happened 2,000 years ago. Our liberation from sin and sin's guilt and sin's power happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus decreed it and declared it. We're seated in the heavenly places, the reality of that kingdom, in Christ, in a place of authority. We're on the throne with him. We had the keys. We're his body on the earth. And so when you and I, when there's someone before us in the body of Christ or whatever, because all of us are still accessing the reality of the kingdom, aren't we? We're still having our mind renewed, still discovering all that's ours that Christ has already accomplished. Getting free from what he's already bound up, being released into what he's already loosed us into. So when we pray for somebody or we don't pray for somebody, we have the keys for them to access the kingdom of God in that arena. We have the keys. And we're not trying to get them healed. We simply have the keys for them to access what's already real about them in heaven. What Jesus has already accomplished. When you're counseling somebody or you're speaking a word to them, when you're ministering just an act of love and service to them, you're simply accessing, you have the keys for that give them access to the love of God and the goodness of God in whatever form it comes. Because you're in Christ. You carry the same assignment because you're his body. Amen. He just has a different body on the earth. He said we would do greater things than he did. He was proud to say that about us. We're the borrowed body of Christ now. We're in union with him now, seated on the throne in the kingdom of heaven with keys. We're the only ones with the keys. And all you have to be is a pebble. You don't have to be somebody special. It's not about what you are or what you aren't. It's about what he did and now what he's placed with you, the keys. You're the hands through which he turns the keys and says to a person, be healed in Jesus' name. I've accomplished it at Calvary, but I'm now going to access it for you here on earth and bring heaven to earth in that situation. And I just was before the Lord this morning, just weeping before God. And how many times we don't exercise our authority. We have the access, and yet we, by our laziness, our passivity, our indifference, or maybe our unbelief or our ignorance, don't give people access to the kingdom in different areas of their life where the kingdom is not yet manifested. That doesn't make me feel guilty. I mean, it made me weep and cry and wait before him, but also made me, oh, wow. Wow. I'm called from this place of seated in the heavenly places in Christ to manifest the fullness of Christ, bringing heaven to earth. I have the keys. What they need, he's already accomplished. Whether it's talking to them about getting free from issues like lust or greed or pride, he conquered sin, didn't he? So I have the keys to tell them that. Jesus conquered that on your behalf. As a matter of fact, all of collective humanity was on the cross with him, and he bore you, and he bore you. He bore your sickness. He bore your disease. I don't want to water that down anymore. He bore your pain. He bore your sorrow. You know the word, when he said deliver us from evil? You know that root word, evil, is the word pain, which comes from a word that means poverty? We can say to somebody, he bore you and bore all this. He bore your bondage. He bore your this. Now here's the... Receive. We have the keys. We don't have to work at it. He's already done it all. But he's given the keys of authority to us. And if we won't speak, if we won't go, if we won't stretch forth our hands, then we've locked people out of what the only thing that can transform their lives. And again, it's not like, oh, but what if I can't do it? He's already done it. He said, what you bind on earth, I've already bound in heaven. What you loose on earth, I've already loosed in heaven. I've done all the hard work. I've bound up the strong man. Just use the keys and tell him, you're free. You can get out now. We're transitioning from a season of never, never land into always, always land. And we're being propelled, and we better be prepared, and it's going to shake up our whole world. That's a body of Christ word. But so there's a lot of people here who aren't CTKers, and that's good because it's for all of us. But we need to discover, I always envy like guys who wear like big old key things, like a bunch of keys, because I know that means they know how to do a lot of stuff, which I don't know how to do. So I think that must be cool, but I don't think I'd like wearing that heavy thing all the time. But you've been given the keys. Let's use them. Let's use them. You know, I want us to, Tisa and I were talking about with Kelly and how some doors have opened up medically that we're really excited about. But I was telling TC, she was telling me the doors are opening. I know it's God. Jimmy had a part to helping those doors get open. But I said, but we got to be careful because we know that's part of God's deal. I have real peace about that. But that is so familiar to Westerners. We found a better doctor that we just get passive. And on our part, on the spirit level, we stop exercising the keys because, okay, we've punted that ball. Whew. Better doctor, better place. No. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.